The world has always been a dangerous place. Each generation has had to confront its own set of challenges. The complexity of the struggle against international terrorism makes it all the more important that national policies and strategic decisions be informed by the best intelligence available. An important article in the March-April issue of Foreign Affairs argues that such was not the case in the decision by the Bush administration to launch a preemptive war against Iraq in March 2003. Paul R. Pillar, the author, while recognizing that there is always an inevitable tension between what policymakers want and what intelligence analysts can provide, he nonetheless concludes that the Bush administration's use of intelligence on Iraq did not just blur this distinction, it turned the entire model upside down. Mr. Pillar proposes specific measures that could help insulate the intelligence community from excessive political pressure. He suggests that the United States follow the example of the United Kingdom in declaring that intelligence services should not be part of public advocacy of policies still under debate. The dangers of the present moment call for the kind of national leadership that will develop a foreign policy informed by the best wisdom available. For this to happen, the elected representatives of the American people must rise to the challenge. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.